Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we have another fabulous Blog Talk Radio edition of the Before You Go Pro Locker Room. We are super pumped up tonight. I know there's a lot of kids on the line, parents, what have you, probably grandparents, guardians, but we are excited tonight, you guys, because we have somebody that has been there and done that. And as you guys know, with Before You Go Pro, we always want to surround you guys with guys who can feed into your lives, give you words of advice for your journey, and hopefully give you some things to think about and some things you can apply to your career. And tonight we have Mr. Lenny Walls with us, and I think he's already on the line. Are you on the line, Lenny?
I am. I wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world. Thanks for having me, Terrence. I'm definitely on the line.
Okay, well, you know, we're excited to have you in the locker room with us tonight, man. And I know you got a lot going on. So we appreciate the time. For you kids that don't know, Lenny's actually a Bay Area native, and he's somebody that has roots in San Francisco and still has a lot of family and friends back here, and he's happy to feed into our family tonight. So we really appreciate that, Lenny.
No doubt. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get started because, you know, we only got 30 minutes in the locker room tonight, and I know you got a hell of a testimony that the kids want to hear, so I want to get right into it. Growing up in San Francisco and kind of making your name in the Bay Area, did you play any Little League football there, Lenny?
Yeah, actually I did. I was born in San Francisco, you know, raised in Fillmore to be exact. I was raised in a Mo, and then at the tender age of 7, I think I might have been 7 or 8, my mom actually shipped me and my twin brother to Arkansas. That's really where the whole football dream started. It's when I first started putting on the pads. We called it Pee Wee League, similar to Pop Warner down there. And that's where the dream started, in Arkansas.
Wow. So you started out in Arkansas. You were playing in SEC country. And then what age did you move back to the Bay Area?
I would come home. Me and my brother would come home every summer, all the way up into high school. So we stayed out there for about 7 or 8 years, all the way through middle school. And then we came back and we returned to high school and went and attended Galileo High.
Okay. And at that time, were you ready to come back, or were you wishing you were still in Arkansas?
It was crazy because my brother actually wanted to stay, and I was ready to come home. You know, I was a city boy at heart. I was a city boy at heart, and I really wanted to come home. I missed home. Every summer when I came home, I just never wanted to leave the Bay Area, so it was kind of tough going back. But, you know, my grandmother and everyone who supported us in Arkansas, I think, you know, everything happens in life for a reason. And without that move my mom made, I mean, my NFL career or anything, any of my success probably wouldn't have never happened.
Wow, that's big. That's big. So, as you stated, you and your brother came back to San Francisco, and you decided to attend Galileo High School. And for those of you who don't know, maybe listening to the call from out of state, or just may not be familiar with Galileo High School, this is a public school in San Francisco. And why did you choose Galileo, Lenny?
Again, I grew up in Fillmore, so. You know, for me, it was really just kind of going to school where the homies went to school. You know, it was either Gal or Washington. I mean, you have private schools like Sacred Heart and things of that nature in my neighborhood or in my area. But it was sort of like, okay, all my friends and everybody from my neighborhood is going to Gal or Wash. So it pretty much came down to that decision. It was kind of
definitely,
easy. I only
definitely
had two options.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. And when you chose Galileo, did you walk in there knowing that you wanted to put on the pads and play football?
Interesting. I had a love for football. I actually never missed a year of football all the way since I was 7 years old until my junior year at Gal, and I didn't even play football. It was kind of weird. When we came back, I was I was a multi-sport athlete. I played basketball, as you know, and I also ran track. Played a little baseball, not in high school, but also played a little baseball leading up. So I didn't really know what I was going to do as far as college. I knew that I had a love for basketball, for football, and I was also fast. So I just always loved to compete, and I really didn't know that football was my thing until my senior year at Gal. And that's when I realized, okay, this can be even bigger. And then I went
and
for it.
And what was it? Was it a coach, or was it just you were just making a bunch of plays on the field, or was it, you
I just
know, you
felt
were getting
dominant. I just felt different. Yeah, I always knew I could. Like I said, I only missed that 1 year, so I always knew that football was something like riding a bike to me because I had played it for so long. But everybody knew me and my brother as, you know, the Twin Towers of the guys that are killing it on the basketball court. And I said, you know, everybody said, you should play football. You should play. Everybody was telling me, go ahead and play, because I was telling people, man, I used to kill it in Arkansas. I said, I used to do my thing. But everybody was like, okay, but we want to see it. So I went ahead and suited up, and, you know, the rest is history from that year, from that decision.
Now, did your brother play football too, or did he just stick to hoops?
He actually played JV ball. He was a quarterback, JV ball. His junior year, he decided not to play because he didn't want to get injured. He knew basketball was his ticket. He knew basketball was his way to earn a scholarship, and he really focused on that. I was a little bit more scattered. Kind of did a little bit of everything.
I got you. So talk to me about, I mean, it's cool that you had a twin brother that was into sports too, and you guys could kind of feed off of each other and push each other. Talk to me about wanting to go to college. Did you know you wanted to go to college, or were you like, hey, this is a high school thing and I'll see what happens after high school?
No, I always knew I wanted to go to college. And having a twin brother, I mean, that, like you said, that's a blessing in itself, being able to actually encourage one another and always having somebody there to compete with, to pick you up when you fail. So that was big, having each other in each other's corner. But I knew I wanted to go to college. I really didn't know if it was going to be track or basketball or football. I just didn't really know which one it was until my senior year, but I definitely wanted to go play somewhere.
So you must have been focused as far as at least keeping decent grades, stay on the court or stay on the football field and have somebody give you an opportunity.
Absolutely. The grades are, I mean, we know you have to have your grades right to be able to get into any kind of quality school. So I kept my GPA up around 3.7, 3.8. There were some times I would be upset with myself for getting a B and not straight A's. So, you know, that's the first thing I can say is make sure that you definitely hit the books. Football, no matter if you go pro or not, it doesn't last forever. You have to understand that. And, you know, be ready for that next phase of your life. And it's going to start with your education.
Definitely. And it was, you know, you do your research on the guests that come into the locker room. And obviously, being a Bay Area native myself and coming out at about the same time as you, I was familiar with you and kind of kept my eye on you. But, you know, you start digging a little deeper on somebody and you start figuring out things that you didn't know. And is it true that you actually you signed with St. Mary's out of Galileo?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Again, my senior year, the year I decided to play football, came out of the blocks having a good year, my first four games, killing it. And then I got injured. I suffered an injury. I was getting letters from all types of Pac-10 schools, but I really didn't get that big offer that I was looking for. St. Mary's was the only school, again, that gave me a shot. And for me, it wasn't about, what school I went to. I just knew I was going to keep playing ball. I just knew I was on a mission. I knew I had a dream. I had to chase, and that's what I did. I took them up on offer.
Definitely. And, I mean, that's a testament not only to your academics, but, you know, for those of you who don't know, St. Mary's isn't the easiest school to get into. It's a school out here in California. They're definitely more known for basketball. They don't have a football program anymore, but they had a 1AA program at the time that Lenny was coming out of high school, and that's still a testament to you, though, to be able to have the grade and still, with only 1 year of varsity, your senior year show enough to get a scholarship.
Right. Yeah, man, it was it's crazy how it all turns out now that you got me reflecting and looking back on it. But definitely St. Mary's prepared me a lot as far as the academics by the time I ended up getting to Boston College. So it was definitely a great school academically and was a great part of my journey. I definitely appreciated it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what happened which made the switch from saying, hey, I'm going to take this scholarship to St. Mary's, but this isn't the place, or this isn't got me on the right trajectory for where I want to go, and I'm going to go back to a junior college at San Francisco City College and make my way there. What was the decision process there?
Man, it's crazy.
Or was it something that took
It was interesting. You know, being at St. Mary's, although I was young, you know, being a redshirt freshman, you know, I was very dominant on that level of play. Played very well early on. Actually had a conversation with one of my close friends and also one of the coaches at St. Mary's actually told me, you know, you need to be playing on national TV. Like, you know, you're too good to be here.
Oh, wow.
Much respect for that gentleman. I won't say any names, but very, very close mentor, friend of mine, just actually told me, you know, what kind of talent I had. I let him know my story. You know, obviously I didn't get a lot of hits coming out of Galileo. Then I suffered an injury at my senior year at Gal. So basically just a collective group of people said, you know, you should leave. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to jump to St. Mary's straight to the, you know, a D1 school. So basically I backtracked, gave away my scholarships, and I came home. I was living in Fillmore again, you know, catching a bus to City College. You know, school was easy. It was a cakewalk in school because I was used to writing papers and really, you know, I was challenged at St. Mary's academically. So it was easy from that standpoint. I was really just able to focus on football. And at that point, when I made that move, my whole mission was to go to the NFL. My whole mission was to go pro when I made that decision because I was backtracking from an academic standpoint and I was focused directly on the big picture, which was to go pro.
Wow, man. I actually got goosebumps listening to you say that because there's just something about a person that is willing to bet on themselves. You know, something about says, hey, to the outside looking in, this may look crazy, but I know exactly where I'm going to end up.
Right.
So for you to do that, man, big kudos to you on that. Talk to me a little bit about moms and the family. Was the family a little bit skeptical about your plan?
Well, I lost my father when I was 5. My mom, she's the biggest supporter and the strongest woman I know. She made it easy for me. She treated me like a man. She treated me like someone who understood, you know, life. She understood that I knew I had a purpose, and she just supported me. She didn't give me really any issue. She said, go do it, you know, make it happen. So that's kind of where that's kind of what happened with that. Yep.
And for all you kids that are listening on the line, you know, time and time again, we have guests come into the locker room, and the thing that's always stands out, Lenny, is guys had somebody that was really supporting them. So, I mean, that's huge that you had your mom that was supportive and your brother. And I recommend that any of you guys that don't have somebody close, you find somebody, a coach, somebody, before you go pro, that you can lean on to help support you. So obviously your choice was the right choice, you know, because you went off to City College. City College was a powerhouse at the time. I mean, you guys had all kind of athletes up there. You guys probably could have beat some Division I-A teams with the talent you guys had up there. When you got to City, did you feel right away that you had made the right decision, or were you kind of like, I don't know if I made the right decision?
Now, I knew I made the right decision just because of the talent level that I was around. I wanted to be around, you know, the quality of guys that I was around. I mean, the camaraderie at City was unreal. I still call it the best defense or even the best team, for that matter, that I ever played on any level. That's just how dominant we were. So I felt right at home.
Cool. And when you stayed up there a couple years, and when you obviously dominated at that level too, when you were looking to go back to a university, what were your options? What schools were looking at you?
I was recruited. I actually went on visits at about four schools. I went to Boston College, obviously. I went to Washington State. I went to Texas Tech. I had an offer from Georgia and Indiana. So those were the schools that were looking at me. Cal wanted to sign me as well, but Cal wanted me to be a receiver, and I wasn't going to play receiver. So yeah, quite interestingly, they wanted me to be a wideout. So the decision really came down to two schools. It really came down to Georgia and Boston College. Georgia, really, SEC football I've always loved growing up. Again, having those Arkansas roots. Knew a lot about Georgia as a kid. But the decision became fairly easy when I realized I could go to school with my twin brother. My brother,
yeah,
Kenny, had
so
already been Yeah.
He was playing hoops, right?
Yeah, my brother already had when I was at City in St. Mary's, my brother was already attending Boston College, so he went there 4 years versus the 2 years where I attended. So he was already there. Made the decision fairly easy. From an academic standpoint, Boston College is outstanding. We were in the Big East at the time. They said that out of 11 games, we would have 7 of them nationally televised. To be able to do that, to put all the elements together, it was an easy decision.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So did your brother kind of hint to the football department that, hey, you got to check out my brother?
Oh, yeah, man. He definitely, he definitely put his bid in without a doubt and let everybody know that his brother was, you know, a great player, and he looked forward for me, you know, for them to give me a shot. When I got there, it was just, again, obviously I felt at home because I have somebody here that's my blood, that's my brother, my best friend, to be able to show me around the city, show me around campus. So it was just an easy, you know, an easy transition for me.
An easy transition. And once you got to that level, was it just a big sigh of relief, like, hey, my plan worked and everything was worth the hard work?
Oh yeah, definitely. But it was more work to do. I wasn't really complacent. Like, I made it. I still had that mission to do something special. So it was fun. It was a great ride. Being able to go to school with my brother, but at the same time, I knew that I had a bigger vision for me and my family.
Definitely. And for all you kids on the line, you know, it's the focus and the intent. To get what you want, that's going to get you to have you on the daily regimen of what it's going to take. Like Lenny's saying, he had the intent since he was a little boy to get into the NFL, and that's where he got. Talk to me a little bit, Lenny, because we got a lot of kids at different levels that are with Before You Go Pro. We got some that are in eighth grade, and they're trying to figure out a way to catch the high school coach's eye. We got some in high school trying to get a college recruiter to give them some attention, and then we even got some freshmen in college that are trying to make their way in college. You were able to go to Boston College and get on the field right away and start to make some plays. What do you think was the key thing that helped you get on the field early?
The key thing that helped me get on the field early, being a leader, just being someone who led by example, who worked hard. You can't really coach effort, and you can't coach character. So for me, I had all the tools. The talent was there. I mean, being a 6'4", 200-pound defensive back, I had the options going to BC to play. I had two options to play either safety or corner. And the day we did our 40 times, and I had the fastest 40 of all the DBs, that solidified me. That's why they put me on the edge. So they put me on the island because of that, being the fastest DB that year when I went. But just continue to work hard. You have gifts. God has given us gifts and talents. Now it's up to us to cultivate those talents and gifts, so that we can you know, manifest our, you know, our goals and accomplish what it is we're trying to get done. You know, keeping the focus and the necessary vision to get what you're trying to get done.
Definitely. And you guys did hear Lenny Wright. He's 6'4", so this is a freakish corner. There is no other 6'4 corner. So Lenny's the tallest corner in NFL history, and that's amazing, you know, to be able to have the hips and the speed to stick with receivers. Talk to me about when you finally realized, Lenny, that, hey, I think I had it at the NFL. When did you start to feel like I think I put it next level?
Sorry about that, Terrence. Could you repeat that again? I was breaking up on you. You was breaking up on me. I didn't really catch that.
No problem. I was saying you got on the field early and you were able to make some plays. And when did you start to feel like you could play even at the NFL level?
I mean, really, sometime during that year, during my junior year, you know, my first year, actually even stepping on the field late. I wasn't a starter at BC my first couple of games. I think I don't know if it was week 3 or 4. I became a starter. I knew it because I was just continuing to get better. I was learning, and I was making plays. Nothing fuels your confidence like being out there in the fire and making plays. I was able to grab 6 interceptions my junior year and run a couple back. I had some sacks. I mean, they blitzed me. It really showcased my talent at BC, and I'm very grateful for that. So at that point, you know, right after my junior year, I started getting calls, and I was one of the first DBs invited to the following year's Senior Bowl. And things like that kind of happened, you know, for a reason. You know, I had, you know, all the media hype. The Boston College represented me well, and you know, really highlighted me as a, you know, a game changer. And you know, you just know, you know, at that point, it's just about making sure that you stay focused and don't do anything to get you sidetracked.
And talk to me about that as the hype came, Lenny, and probably, you know, some of the Boston College ladies start recognizing you and stuff. Was it easy for you to stay away from temptation, or was it a battle?
I mean, it's always a battle. Life is a battle. You just have to you have to sacrifice. You know, the bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the reward. And, you know, there's no perfect individual. Only one man walked this earth perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. So the biggest thing is trying to limit the amount of things you can get yourself into, making sure you have good association around you. You know, positive association will help you go a long way. And, you know, really just, again, keeping your eyes on the prize. And if you do, you know, have a little fun, do so in moderation. You know, do so, you know, to where it won't get you in trouble. At that point, just, you know, focus on your goals and be different. My biggest thing was be different. Try your best to be different. That's the only way you can really separate yourself from the pack. And not everybody's going to go pro. Not even at the college level. I mean, at the college level, there's another small percentage of even us who get a shot to play on that next level. So just try your best to be different.
I like that. And as far as, I mean, obviously you got your NFL shot, but when you look at the measurables, when you look at the plays made at the college level, when you look at the fact that you were invited to the Senior Bowl, which is the premier all-star game for college kids, what was it you think that allowed you where you didn't get drafted and you had to go the undrafted route to the NFL?
I think there's a number of things when you think about that that fact. Again, I just talked about being different. I was a little too different. Being 6'4", and being a cornerback, I don't think people really saw me or really could believe that I was, you know, I was doing what I was doing. I was very raw talented at BC. A lot of coaches didn't know if I was necessarily a cornerback or a safety. You know, it was almost like, who is this guy? I could have done better in my training and my preparation leading up to the draft. I probably could have used a different agent. There's a number of different factors, but for my own part and for my own sake of what I could control, I would just condition myself a little bit better and train harder leading up to the draft.
Gotcha. And tell me this, Lenny, because for those of you who don't know, when somebody goes to the NFL through the undrafted route, usually they have options of different – it's almost like being recruited again for college. You have options mm-hmm. about different teams. Did you have different options, or was Denver the only one that gave you a shot?
No, it was really crazy, Terrence, for real. Last day of the draft, I was so disappointed, and then right after the draft was over, about 11 different teams called me. I was contacted by
wow.
a number of teams, and every time I got on the phone with someone, or it was always the pro personnel guy or some scout or, you know, somebody. Denver, the only person that actually called me that was the head coach was Mike Shanahan. In Denver. He got on the phone. He was very sympathetic about the situation, you know, saying, I understand you got a second, third round grade. This must be, you know, this is it. You know, don't worry about it. He was very encouraging about it and told me, you know, if I went ahead and chose the Broncos, that I would be sure to get a fair opportunity to actually play and compete for a job. And he lived up to that. And that was big
wow.
for me. That was real big. I was able to understand that I was getting at least close. The Niners didn't give me a call. That would have been nice. But I was
yeah.
headed, you know, I was headed west a little bit at least. And I always knew the Broncos had a great organization. And for Mike Shanahan to get on the phone himself as the head coach and tell me that, it meant a lot.
Yeah, that's big. That's big. And we try to talk to the kids about the little things, you know, the little signs that somebody
mm-hmm.
will show during a time when people are trying to pursue you, because it's sales, you know, whether it's,
mm-hmm.
it's college recruiting or NFL teams trying to get an undrafted rookie, it's sales. So for Mike Shanahan
right.
to get on when he's the head coach, I'm sure that impressed you.
Absolutely. You know, right after the draft, he could have been doing a lot of other things, and for him to take the time out to add value to the situation really helped a lot in my decision.
Definitely. And you got off to a great start with Denver and actually even became a starter in 2003, man, and had a great career with them and then ended up with KC and St. Louis. Talk to me about the difference between college and the pros, Lenny, as far as what part of your game did you change or get better at to survive at the NFL level?
Man, I just really became a pro, to be honest with you, Terrence. And it's hard to explain, even, you know, until you go pro, it's really kind of hard to explain the difference because, I mean, you're around other pros and you're around the top of the top, the best of the best. So they actually bring the best out of you. I mean, obviously, playing with guys like Champ Bailey, playing with guys like Delt O'Neal early in my career. You know,
yeah.
Ty Law, I've learned from, I played with some of the best cornerbacks in my era. So from a technique standpoint, I was able to really grow. And then just understanding that it was a job, just the mindset of understanding that this is a job and this is my livelihood and this is how I feed my family really made me play harder, especially coming
yeah.
in undrafted, coming in with my back against the wall, coming in with, you know, having to outshine a first or second. Yeah, I had a major, major chip on my shoulder, and, you know, my desire for the game actually grew just because it became more. Now, I always loved the game, but it became not just a game, but it became my life. It became, you know, how I was going to put food on the table.
Definitely. Well, man, you've been great tonight. We only got a minute left, and for you guys that don't know, check out Lenny. He's actually a business owner, has Walls Next Level Fitness, and we're going to definitely bring you back, man, so you can talk about being a business owner and what you're doing moving forward. You're definitely a friend of the program. But finish up with just maybe a quick note or tidbit of advice for any kid that wants to be the next Lenny Wall or do more.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's a privilege and honor to be on here for those that are listening in. My biggest thing I can leave you guys with is, you know, just know your purpose in life. Figure out your purpose in life. If you don't know right now, just, you know, start with your gifts. Start with your talents. make sure those don't go to waste. You know, and no matter what you, no matter what kind of adversity.
Lenny, we're
going to
get
through.
Cut off, buddy. But I appreciate it, man, and we'll be in contact, okay?
Okay, cool deal. All right.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. No doubt, man. You got it. Anytime.
All right. Bye-bye.